Good afternoon. 4:23 Manchester Derby this weekend. I suppose blue against red of a different sort now, because it's a busy time for Greater Manchester's council leaders as they meet for their monthly meeting today. They've heard a presentation from the Labour leader Ed Miliband on what new powers a Labour government would offer them. Well, it comes as the Chancellor George Osborne finalises his plans for what a Conservative government would offer. Local leaders want control over funding for skills and transport, and it appears that George Osborne is happy to hand that over if Greater Manchester elects a mayor for the region, something local council leaders have opposed. So what a Labour offering. Delighted to say that the Labour leader, Ed Miliband, joins me this afternoon. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Good
Thank
to be with you.
Thank you for joining us. It's something that local councils have been demanding for a long time now. What would a Labour government offer?
Well, it is really important, this. You know, we've got a recovery that at the moment is for the square mile of the City of London and isn't for most parts of the country. And we've got to give more power to local people over the things that matter to them. The most important thing we've been talking about today is actually local bus services. We think that one of the big problems we've got is that local people don't have control over the bus services, don't have control over fares, the routes. And that is a massive problem for people in being able to not get to work, not go to a job. There's lots and lots of examples of it. So what we want to do, one of the things we want to do, is give that power to Greater Manchester, give that power to local authorities so that actually they can decide what kind of bus services they want, and then it's for the bus companies to provide them. In a way, it's putting people in control, not the private bus companies.
It's interesting, since the Scottish referendum, it has become one of those hot topics. Is there much between the parties on this?
I think there is. Look, I welcome anybody who's coming to this and wanting to devolve power. I think the three differences between ourselves and the government are, one, we think that local authorities should be able to have more control over public services. So whether that's to do with education or policing or health, we think they should have a say. Secondly, they should have more control over the money that they raise. So, for example, business rates. We think that actually they should be able to keep their business rates and spend them locally as they think fit. And then finally, and this is a real issue in Manchester and in so many of our cities, we need fairer funding. Because I think, you know, it's been really tough under this government that there have been quite prosperous areas of the country that seem to do well in terms of funding. But areas like Manchester, lots and lots of cities in this part of the country and elsewhere have really lost out.
So what would it actually mean for people in Greater Manchester? Because I know we use all these expressions, but for somebody listening to this afternoon thinking, OK, how is this going to affect my daily life? What's going to be the difference?
I think that's why I talk about bus services, because I think it's a very concrete example. Look, I know as a local MP in Doncaster, somebody comes and complains to me about the bus services, and there's not very much you can do about them. You know, I have a basic view, which is the people you elect should have power over the services that matter to you. So whether that's local bus services, or it's about saying, let's make sure that we can offer the kind of skills and kind of training that we need, or big decisions about transport, not just in terms of buses. Let's drive those powers out of Westminster, where they are at the moment, and to local areas, including here in Greater Manchester.
And do you think that a region like Greater Manchester should have an elected leader?
Well, you know, I have a bit of a difference on this from the government. If they're saying the only basis on which you can have these powers is if you elect a mayor, I don't think that's right. I think that there'll be some areas, including Greater Manchester maybe, that want a mayor, and that's fine. But there may be other areas that want to do it a different way, and I think that's okay as well. But after all, we're talking about people who've already been elected in each area. We're talking about councils in Greater Manchester. They've already had that election. So I think they can come together in different ways, a mayor if they want one. But the most important thing is, let's not keep the power in Whitehall. Let's have a recovery that works for everybody, not just in some parts of, you know, the southeast. Let's have a recovery that works throughout the country, and let's get those powers to local people to make that difference.
And as you say, the different authorities do seem to be working well, and interestingly, they do seem to have worked well with George Osborne and the Treasury. Does it worry you that mostly Labour leaders are getting on so well with the Tory Chancellor?
Look, it doesn't matter to me who is proposing powers. I think that local authority leaders want to take advantage of whatever they can. My view is we've got a very clear choice at the general election, though. We've got a government that has ravaged the funding and the situation in lots of our great cities, like Manchester, have given them a terrible deal. I don't believe that people in this area are going to be turning to the Conservatives. They're pretty late to the party on giving power 6 months before a general election.
But they are turning to UKIP, as Heywood and Middleton proved.
Well, I think that what's happening in politics is that lots of people are thinking things are really difficult in the country. Can anyone answer it? And my job over the next 6 months is to show we can answer it. I don't believe UKIP represents working people. I don't think people want a party that's going to charge people to see their GP, cut taxes even further than the Tories for millionaires. But our job is to show on the minimum wage, on 0 hours contracts, on apprenticeships, on the things we've been talking about, like local bus services, that we can make a difference. I fervently believe we can.
It's interesting, though, isn't it? Because the Tories probably will use the economy card at the next election. UKIP undoubtedly will use the Europe card. What will Labour's big vote winner be? Because critics have said that you're not really pushing ahead in the polls in the way that you should. Is that because people can't see a central policy that they can latch onto?
Well, you know, I don't believe they will use the economy card. Well, if they try to, I think they won't succeed. You know, I think what people believe is this is a recovery that may be working for a few of the wealthiest in our country, but it's not working for me and my family. I think that's what people are thinking. And it's Labour that has a plan to make the recovery work for working people, work properly for working people. That's why I talk about raising the minimum wage, about ending that exploitation of 0 hours contracts, about getting the apprenticeships we need. So I'm happy to fight it out on the economy. I'm happy to fight it out on the NHS, because I think the NHS is going backwards under this government. And also, you know, I'll fight you out on immigration as well, because I think we have the right approach on immigration. Most importantly, saying, you know, of course immigration benefits our country. I think it does. But what we can't have is when people come here, we see wages of people already here undercut. So, you know, employers who don't pay the minimum wage, recruitment agencies that just hire from overseas. So I'm going to fight you out on all the issues. But above all, you know, what I'm going to fight you out on is giving people a sense of hope. I think people want a sense that this country, things can actually get better for them. I think the Tories, frankly, don't offer that, and I think we do.
Do you think that whole devolution issue could backfire the way that it seems to have done on you in Scotland? New polls today saying that the SNP have got 52% vote after the Scottish vote. Well, what went wrong for Labour in Scotland?
Well, let's see what happens at the election. We're going to elect new leadership, actually, in Scotland at the moment, a new Scottish leader. I think our task in Scotland is different from the rest of the UK, but it's also got some similarities. It's to show that we can change the way we're governed so that power can come closer to people, but also who we're governed for. And it's the same challenge in Scotland, you know. Lots of people are thinking, well, the country's not really working for me, not really working for my family, for my son or daughter. Who's going to change it? And what I'm excited about is the chance in the next 6 months to go out and show that that's us. And I think we can do that. We've got our challenges in Scotland, of course we do, but I think we can surmount them.
And I suppose the people of Scotland were basically saying, well, look, Labour aren't representing me, as the Scottish Labour leader came out with the comments from the weekend. Is there a concern that that's going to be the same for you across the country? Are people really going to look at you and say, is Ed Miliband representing me?
You know, I don't see it that way. We had an election for the police commissioner in South Yorkshire today, which Labour won with more than 50% of the vote. Lots of people were predicting a big UKIP surge there. I think we can show that at a time when people are feeling massively under pressure, treading water, feel that their lives are getting more difficult, that we have the answers. And that's what we're going to do in the next 6 months.
But is the problem when you've got, say, for instance, the front page of the Daily Express today, which says Maureen Lipman, after 50 years, why the Star will not be voting for Labour, that arguably people aren't buying into that?
Well, you know, Maureen Lipman, as I read her from her comments, says she's got particular concerns about the position we've taken around the Palestinian issue, that recognising Palestine alongside the State of Israel, which is the principle that we've supported in the House of Commons, she says she disagrees with that. Now, she's totally entitled to her views. I'm actually proud of the stance that we took on this issue. So, look, different people will have different views. You always have that in politics. What we have is a clear vision for a country that doesn't just work for a few, because I think that's what people think about Britain, but actually works for everyday working people again. And that's what we're going to be talking about in the next 6 months, and that's what we're going to show we're going to do if we're elected as the government.
And do you think this election will be fractious, that actually there's not going to be one particular issue that people are going to latch onto, and therefore it could, as people have often said, just go down to personalities as to who's going to get into number 10?
Well, I think this election, of course it will be about the leaders, but I think it will be about, for me, what I want it to be is, where do we want this country to go and who do we want it to work for? You know, countries all around the world are wrestling with this question, which is, are we going to become more and more unequal? Are we going to work for just a narrowing few people, or are most people going to get a fair shot, get a fair crack of the whip? And that's why I came into politics. That's what I believe in. That's what I want this election to be about.
And are you already thinking that if it's Ed Miliband Prime Minister, the chances are it's not going to be your assistant Prime Minister, who's going to be from the same party? do you think that you are going to have to go into bed with the likes of Nigel Farage?
Definitely not. What I'm focused on is winning a Labour majority. And I think that is absolutely something that can happen at this election. I think we've shown over 4 years, people wrote us off 4 years ago. They said there's no chance of Labour winning the election. I believe this is an election we can win, and I'm determined to win it.
So you would never do a deal with another party?
I certainly would not do a deal with Nigel Farage. And as for anyone else, what I'm focused on is winning a majority.
Good to speak to you this afternoon. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. Ed Miliband, the Labour leader.